Moncrief on News Talk.
What is your fruit of choice? If you were thinking it's a banana, you're not alone, because it turns out that the Irish are the highest consumers of bananas per capita in the world. Isn't that a mad stat? John Fitzgerald, a contributor to the Irish Times, has been writing about this, and he joins me on the line now. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
So, John, I mean, I know why I love bananas so much. For me, they are the closest thing to a chocolate bar, but they're a fruit and count as one of my five a day. But what is the history between Ireland and bananas?
Well, I suppose after the First World War, 100 years ago, apples are around for a short period and so on. We don't have that much in the way of fruit. It's very seasonal. And bananas came in. And by the late 1930s, before the Second World War, Irish people were consuming about 2.5 kilos of bananas a year. All right, we're consuming about five times as much or four times as much today. But people had fallen in love with bananas. And then the Second World War came along and you couldn't get bananas. And there was a 1920s song, "Yes, We Have No Bananas," which found a new lease of life at the time. So that was a trauma for people, and children grew up not knowing about bananas. But after the war in 1946, 47, there were stories all over the papers about bananas are coming back, and there's a boat leaving Jamaica now with bananas. And in March, early in March 1947, there'd been a series of stories. A boat was coming from the Caribbean with bananas. They arrived in Dublin, another story. They're ripening in Dublin and they'll be ready for Patrick's Day. So they came back after the Second World War, and by the 1950s, things were back to normal. Now, they were still a lot more expensive than they are today.
That's just going to say, because food, well, everything was expensive then. There was a lot of poverty in Ireland then. I mean, my dad turned 86 last week, and you know, I feel like bananas are still fancy to my dad.
Well, you should ask him about when he got, because he's old enough. He was born before the Second World War started, but he wouldn't remember bananas. But he'll probably remember bananas coming back after the war. I'm too young to remember that. Mm-hmm. But today we consume, on average, Irish people eat about almost 100 bananas a year. The Germans and Scandinavians are also banana enthusiasts, probably because, like us, there isn't this huge range of fruit, especially in the winter.
They're so versatile. I mean, you know, bringing it back to basics: banana on toast, banana sandwiches, banana in your porridge, banana on your cereal, banana on granola. Who could forget banana bread during COVID? You know, they have a great lifespan. When they're going off, you chuck them into a cake. They're great.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is a certain versatility. If an orange goes mouldy, well, it goes out. But if a banana goes brown, you can bake with it.
You can, yeah. And I think we see them as a very healthy snack.
Yeah. Now, there was a second crisis in 1993 because the single market, the EU single market, came in, which had huge advantages for Ireland and brought to the pharmaceutical sector and all these things. But the big downside was bananas, that the British and the French pushed through a deal to protect bananas coming from their ex-colonies, which meant the price of bananas increased by 50%. In 1993. And Irish people accepted it, but in Germany there was a big debate in Parliament about this. They were leaping mad and passed a motion saying we want our bananas cheap, but we didn't win on that. So banana prices went up, and actually consumption in 1994 fell substantially because of that. And one other thing, which it had a knock-on effect, because we consume so many bananas in Ireland and Germany, it put consumer prices up by 0.1 of a percentage point at a time when German interest rates were high. And it kept German interest rates high and it stopped the Celtic Tiger starting. So it even affected monetary policy, went bananas.
Wow. But so what happened then for the price to come down significantly? Because they're probably one of the cheapest fruits on the shelves now.
Yeah, bananas have never been cheaper, really. They've come back down in the last 20 years. I think the issue about ex-colonial bananas has ended. Actually, there was a big issue in scandals in in Italy in the 1970s with the banana monopoly, and there was money changing hands, whatever. But we never had things like that. And today there's bananas are among the cheapest per kilo that you'll get.
We get a fruit box delivered into here, into News Talk, and the first thing that's gone from the fruit box immediately is the bananas. So you've all the info there, but no one seems to know why. Why do the Irish love bananas so much? Is it because they're so sweet?
It's because they're year-round fruit, and it's the same across Northern Europe. Like in Britain, they consume a lot of bananas. In the Netherlands, in Germany, and in Finland, it's when you're cold in the winter and you want some fruit, you've got to go for a tropical fruit like a banana.
Right. So how many tons are we consuming? How many tons are Irish people consuming each year?
Well, they're consuming about 17 kilos of bananas a year, which is almost 100 average-sized bananas a year per man, woman and child.
Okay, so we're having one every two and a half to three days?
Yes.
Right, and I'm definitely in that bracket myself. I'm probably, and some weeks one a day. There's a text here. Hi, Mairead. I remember my uncle who was born in the 30s telling me about his first banana in the 1940s. He had never seen one and he didn't know how to eat it. So he ate the skin and all. That's from Victoria in Dunleary. Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Listen, thanks so much, John Fitzgerald, contributor to the Irish Times on economics.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.